Mama, can you interpret that song?
Idie Bube, you are too great. Okay. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah. Aname Kelegi, I'm giving you all the praise, all the thanks. Onyomam, the one that does me well, the one that does me good, I give you all the praise. Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have been in ministry a short time to know that when God sings, releases a song, it captures what he wants to do. Mm. If God is about to be great in your life, I want you to shout glory!
Glory!
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We declare you are Rapha, which tells us you want to heal today. We declare, oh God, that you are great, and what you are doing in our life will be great. We ask that at the end of the day, the testimonies of divine acceleration shall be regular. In the name of Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit, my senior partner, your boy is loyal. Help me, help us to enter the fullness of all you have in store. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody shout a big amen. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. We thank our dear daddy and our mommy and the pastorate for the opportunity to bring the word. We pray that God indeed will be glorified. Amen. Who knows the theme for the month?
Divine acceleration.
Divine acceleration. Hallelujah. Please, if you miss first service, please make due to catch it. Go on YouTube and watch it, because it actually sets a foundation that I'm going to be climbing on. I'm going to be teaching briefly on acceleration by prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Acceleration by what?
By prophecy.
By prophecy. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Newton's first law of motion states that an object will continue to remain at rest, or if in motion, it will continue in that motion at a constant velocity, unless acted on by a net external force. Hallelujah. So an object continues to be in the same state, or if it's moving, it continues at the same speed, velocity speed, unless something, an external factor, is introduced to make it act otherwise. Oh, my prayer today is that an external factor will come into your life. And I will show you from scripture that Newton did not generate this law. He copied it from the Bible. Do you believe? I will show you when we get there. To accelerate means to undergo a change in velocity. Which means if you've been going by at 30 kilometers per hour, it will take you 1 hour to cover 30 kilometers, correct? If you increase that momentum to 60 kilometers per hour for a 30 kilometer, how long would you get there? In 30 minutes. Hallelujah. So increase in speed will help you get to your destined position faster. Do you understand? That's what acceleration means. It also means to begin to move more quickly, to increase in rate, amount, or extent. So therefore, divine talks about supernatural, either God or the enemy, anything supernatural. But we know the divine we are talking about, correct? Divine acceleration means increasing in every area of your life by the supernatural hand of God. Or advancement by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Advancement by the Spirit. This one, you know, this one is accredited to God, not to any factor. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We will see at the end of teaching today that God can lift up a man, our brother shared about it already, from the dust, dunghill and set them to sit with the princes. And God can lift a group of people at once. He can do what? Lift one man, change his story, but and he can also lift a group of people at once. If you are in that group, let me hear you shout a big amen. Different examples in scripture. Elijah, the hand of God came upon him. He overtook the chariot. Luke 4:14 talks about Jesus, and he returned in the power of the Spirit, and his fame spread abroad. What would have taken him time, he covered it very quickly. Hallelujah. So you see those examples, but that's not my emphasis today. When the Spirit of God is upon you, you will begin to move according to his speed. Amen? Media, please, can you bring the photograph of the theme? Divine acceleration. Quickly, that photograph. You see a finger pushing the man. So if the man is running according to his own speed, he cannot go more than he can. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the pusher. Someone say pusher. And the pushy. That's just for laughs. But the man who is pushed by another man will move according to the capacity of the pusher. Correct? If God pushes you, by whose speed will you move? I can't hear you now. He will take you according to his own capacity. And push you in the with the momentum that only he can do. That's why the Bible tells us that the hand of God came upon Elisha. He overtook the fastest car in those days. It doesn't make sense. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Isaiah 32 verse 15. Let me prove that Newton got his law from scripture. Isaiah 32, 15. Quickly, please. Until the Spirit. Someone say, until the Spirit. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, until the Spirit. Until the Spirit be poured upon us. Who are the us? Oh, where are they now? Until the Spirit be poured upon us from where? From on high. Then, our wilderness that we would have continued to be will now be changed into what? A fruitful field. Pause. By scientific calculation, a wilderness cannot become a fruitful field. Hello? I will prove beyond reasonable doubt today that the Holy Ghost is a catalyst that can change your momentum faster than you can ever imagine. Until the Spirit is introduced into a wilderness, the wilderness results after encountering the power of God, it will become a fruitful field. But he will not remain there because his capacity is too big. He does not stop in a fruitful field. I can promise you, fruitful field is great. But he does not stop until the place that used to be barren becomes a forest. If that's your testimony, shout amen. Amen. So you see that's where Brother Newton copied the law until, which means before the Holy Ghost came, the wilderness was just a wilderness. You know, in agriculture, when a soil is not producing, you mix manure just to make it, to boost efficiency. If the manure can boost efficiency of the soil, what can the Holy Ghost do in your life? What can the Holy Ghost do in your life? One of the things that will happen today is that you will receive instant healing. It's also a type of accelerated, because sometimes healing is progressive, yes? But when it is accelerated, what takes 3 months will happen in one day. Are we ready? 2 Kings chapter 6. From verse 24. Long read, but please follow me. 2 Kings chapter 6. That's my scripture. Very long read. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. Next verse. And there was a great famine in Samaria. Now we'll see that this famine is not God-made. This is man-made. Because he besieged him, meaning nobody could go in and go out. They could not go to their farms to harvest and to process. They were locked in. They had a lockdown. Hallelujah. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 80 pieces of silver. That's 80 shekels of silver. And a fourth part of a cob of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. Dove, you know the dove, the bird. The poo-poo, they were selling it. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, they cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." Next. And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" May God give us a king that acknowledges God. And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat of him today and we may eat my son tomorrow." Ah, may God not let us get to this place in the name of Jesus. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, "Give thy son that we may eat him." And she had hid her son. Next verse. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Next verse. Then he said, "God do so and more also to me, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day." So he knew that for situation to change, the problem is the prophet. Because divine acceleration comes, one of the ways it comes is by prophecy. He did not take the blame. He is king, but he blamed the prophet. Hallelujah. The church is taking her place. Oh, you didn't hear me. The church is taking her place. In the name of Jesus. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elder, "See ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him?" Next verse. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What shall I wait for the Lord any longer?" Next verse. Go on to the next chapter. The next chapter, yes. 2 Kings 7, verse 1. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord." Oh, your word is coming today. They have presented the case, the challenge. Nothing is working. He said, "Let me show you another way where something can work fast." Because the people are so hungry, even if they lift up the siege, before they go and start harvesting. Am I communicating? "Hear ye the word of the Lord." Tomorrow. Someone say tomorrow. "About this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Someone say tomorrow. Tomorrow. One thing I need you to see is that because of how bad things were, a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver. Now you are coming with the word of the Lord telling me that by tomorrow, dollar will be equal to naira. Oh, you people have faith. See what the man said. "Then a lord whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, 'Behold, even if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might these things be?' And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. Now, let me defend this man. This man was making sense. Remember, he said, there's been famine. Even if God opens window and there is rain, that's a famine technology, that's a famine word, right? If the windows of heaven be open, how can it be? What he was saying was, I researched, it takes 4 months for wheat to mature after planting. It takes additional days or weeks to process from wheat, the milling process, before it gets to flour. Then you have to sieve it before it becomes fine flour. So if you measure it, roughly 6 months, the man of God was prophesying by divine acceleration, what will take 6 months will happen in 1 day. Think about it. It is natural for him to say it is not possible. The man of God was prophesying that thus saith the Lord, not thus saith me, because I don't know how it will happen. By this time tomorrow, a 6 month process will be compressed into 1 day. He said, fine flour. So the man, he made sense. If God opened rain, let it fall. It can't happen. Let's see the next verse. Verse 3. And there were 4 leprous men. One of the things you need to see about prophecy is prophecy does not just happen to the hearer. Prophecy inspires movement. The man of God spoke, the lepers were not there. As the word of God came forth, the same word of God came to the 4 leprous men. They sat at the entering of the gate and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? That's the same way God, someone will receive a word. Why are we delaying from helping Pastor Steve? Am I communicating? By prophecy, an inspiration came. They did not know God was moving them. Why sit we here till we die? Next verse. Next verse. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. We will die there. If we sit here, we will die also. Now, therefore, come. Someone say, come. Thank you for the angels that have come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come. Let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. Let us go forward. Because acceleration, speed is useless if you are going the wrong direction. So it's not about speed. It's about speed in the right what? May God grant someone speed in the right direction. Let us go that way. Because I can perceive, even without perceiving, something is pulling me towards there. Let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall die. Next verse. And they rose up. Look. For divine acceleration, you also have to stand up. The church must be delivered from sitting and waiting. If it is God, it will come to me. Have you heard of White Bear Bear before? White Bear Bear will meet you there. You say amen. Look to your neighbor, say, get up! Get up! They rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syria, behold, there was no man there. Next verse. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us, the kings of the Hittite and the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Pause. When I saw this, I said, Lord, where did they hear this sound? Can I show you where they heard the sound from? Can I show you? Go to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. 2 Kings 6, 16, quickly. Or go to 15 for emphasis. Let me start from 15. Quickly. When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Next verse. Elisha answered, fear not. Don't be afraid. Tell your neighbor, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Our pastor told us during workers' meeting, he said, we have special forces guiding us. Some big men only have men with guns, but we have the ones with divine guns. Hallelujah. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Next verse. Let's see what happens. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Someone say, Lord, open my eyes. That he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. What did he see? Behold, a mountain full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So what did God make those people hear? Elisha's personal security. Did you get it? Elisha's personal security. They heard it. Hosts of angels. Oh my God. I was talking on the phone with someone, and the person said to me, say, with all these things happening in Nigeria, is it not affecting you? And a song welled up from my spirit. Can I teach you the song? My response was, Angeli, don't wo wakbo. Ah. Oh wo wakbo. Angeli, don't wo wakbo. Ah. Oh bok bok bo. Some people don't understand. Hallelujah. What that means is the angels watching over us are plenty. Some of you have one, but I know my own pass one. Hallelujah. That's where my confidence is. Now let's go back to our scripture. So you see where they heard the sound of that from. Amen? Go back to chapter 7 quickly, where we were. So they heard. Keep going quickly. Quick going. Yes, I made them to hear the host. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight. They left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. You know, when God is at work, he will make your enemies foolish. How can someone leave horse and use leg to run? May your enemies make mistake. Oh. They heard the sound. Their reasoning was suspended. I'm sure someone on the horse said, this horse is not moving fast. Let me come down and use my leg. Hey! And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carry themselves silver, gold, blah, blah, blah. Next verse. Let me make my point and then we get to the business of the day. Then they said one to another, we do not do well. This is the day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. You know the rest of the story. They went, and then the people came, and guess what? How much was a fine flour sold? Free. But because prophecy must come to pass, they appointed that same man that said it's not possible to go and manage it. Go and ask the people that were doing answers, those palliative. Go and ask the security guard when a hungry mob is coming after. Do you know? They trampled upon him and he died. May unbelief not cause us to miss our day of blessing. I repeat, may doubt not cause us to miss our day of blessing. Hallelujah. God collapsed 6 months of famine processes into one day. Is there anything too hard for God? Think about it. Divine acceleration means hasten steps. What will take you 1 year to achieve You achieve it under 1 week. Divine acceleration by prophecy. The prophetic word went forth. Just like the prophetic word have gone forth for this month. What is the prophetic word for the month? Oh, where are my people now? What is the prophetic word for the month? The moment that word was declared, guess what? The lepers that will bring your harvest, they will be quickened to start to act. The same way God's counsel is that you go forward, the enemy also will try to confuse you and set you in the wrong direction. If he cannot stop you, he will distract you, so you are running in the wrong direction. If you are running in another man's track, even if you come first, will it count? I was preaching somewhere, and I teaching about the power of recommendation. And then when I was done teaching, I prophesied. I said, by the power of recommendation, within 7 days, someone will get a congratulation. And I said that this is what you will hear. So-so person recommended you, so that you will know. And in less than 24 hours, someone that my sister sent the message to sent her and said, hey, someone called for a job interview. And the first thing they said is, someone recommended you to us. And then the interview started. And then he told my sister. My sister said, who called you? She said, so-so person. She said, I know that person now. Let me call her. My sister calls this person and vouched for him. Say he's a good, diligent staff. Long story short, the process of interview with a bank is long. It was cut short because of recommendation. One. Secondly, his offer is being given 3 times his salary. Within how long? That's acceleration, sir. Do you know how long it will take you to take 3 times your salary? How long? 3 months. So God collapsed 3 months into 1 month. May this be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Divine acceleration will swallow delay. What you have been waiting for long, God will bring it to pass very quickly. Rise to your feet. The Bible tells us that they were waiting in the day of Pentecost. They were praying and waiting and waiting and waiting on the Lord. When the Holy Ghost came, the Bible says he came like a rushing mighty wind. I say, sir, you would have come early now. Why are you now rushing? Someone's testimony is rushing in. You're going to lift your voices and you're going to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everything holding me down, break from my life in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voices to pray. Everything holding me down. The same way the finger of God can push you, the same way someone can hold you from moving. La bababa skoperechke paradia. Loroske parakaske petele ketia. Rogo shede bebe. Roko shetele kosia kata. Rokoske seke di baronde. La pasote patia. Everything holding me down. Ye baba ba ye manama ye na 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 na. Eleke siye manama yo. Yo 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 yo. Evenege si la baroshia kata. Berogo bala paha paha paha. Everything holding me down. Break from my life. 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 In Jesus' precious name we pray. Please be conscious. The angels are here to deal with things. But let me tell you why I brought that prayer point. I saw, you know these tent pegs that they used to hold tents? Yes. It's something like that. They nailed something down and then you can't go, you know when you chain a dog, it can't go beyond the circumference. Every time it tries to go there, he's pulled back. I saw someone that said he can earn 999,000, no problem. The moment he touches 1 million, problems from everywhere comes. It's a limit that has been set. Lift your voice. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Please pray. Lift your hands. Father, as we pray, let the holy angels begin to identify those people and minister to them in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every limitation set upon my life, every barrier set upon my life, by your fire today, let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voices to pray. Rabba sopatia, elegede baroshetea. Every limit that has been set on my life, saying I cannot go further, by fire, by fire, by fire, I break out of that limit. 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 Raga da 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 da. Lega de ba da ba da ga da ga da. Ruakaske patoche. Raga da ga da ga da ga da ga da. By fire, every limit set upon my life. Every barrier. Lege bedusha. I break out. 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 Leka so patishke deha. Laga siga. Roga paya. Lege double. Bila passe. Vegre dege shata. I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out. Elegede baye mama mama. I break out by fire. I break out. Barriers set by the family I come from. The disciples said, can any good thing come from Bethlehem? Can anything good thing come from there? Ayabayagadiha. I break the hole. I break it. I break out. I break out. I break out. Fire. I break out by 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 fire. Ra da 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 da. In Jesus' precious name we pray. One of the attributes of divine acceleration is that you will catch up to those that have gone ahead of you. The king had the best horses. He was already on the move. And the hand of God came upon Elisha and he overtook it. Can I shock you? He was not sweating. Because he wasn't expending his energy. Lift your voices and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mighty hand upon me, I overtake, I recover those that have gone ahead of me, and I take my place in destiny, in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voices. Lord, let your hand come upon your people for divine acceleration. For divine speed. Rada da 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 kaske parosia. Let your hand come upon your people. For divine acceleration. For divine speed. Paro baria kaseke telea. Jodo do do go baragadia gadegede. Leke soka para tia para. Elegede bedege sika parosia. Regede barosia. By your mighty hand, recover, Lord. Recover, Lord. Recover, Lord. Recover, Lord. Maraba shota baya. I recover. 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 In Jesus' precious name we pray. Are you tired of praying? Recovery can be that you are waiting on God for a child for 10 years and he give you triplets. The journey that would have taken 10 years of spacing, he will give you at once. Recovery can be that you are out of job for 6 years and your first salary, they backdate it to the day you stop working and paid you up front. Am I communicating? The Lord is telling me that there's someone that you are behind like David. And they have selected Eliab and all his brothers. And they have seen that this was the wrong choice. The Lord said, by his mighty hand, everyone that has mocked you and laughed at you, they will stand when you will be coronated. All eyes closed, all hands lifted. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are people here. Oh, Parose. Okay. Open your eyes. Let's pray one last prayer, then I minister. God showed me something about poison. Death by poisoning. We're going to cancel it now. Are we together? You're going to pray for yourself, pray for your parents. Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil plan of the enemy to poison me or any member of my family, let that plan be thwarted in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, lift your voices to cancel it. Cancel it. Cancel it. Cancel. Cancel. Poisoning. 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 We cancel it. Let them be exposed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let them be exposed. Let them be exposed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let them be exposed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let them be exposed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let them be exposed. Let them be exposed. Let them be exposed. Let them be exposed. We cancel it. Everyone under this, in this church, the covering of this church, the fire of the Holy Ghost will expose every plant to poison you. We cancel it. We pray for everyone. We pray for every minister. We pray for our pastors. We pray for the members. We pray for the children. Every attack by poisoning, we nullify. We neutralize. We neutralize. In Jesus' precious name we pray. All eyes closed, all hands lifted. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is anyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, who has been limited by negative prophecy, parosi patua ketish, by the word curse of mouth, according to your word, the curse curseless shall not stand. We decree and declare by the decree of the prophets that by prophecy we release them to their divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. Father, we need divine acceleration because we cannot do beyond our strength. I pray, oh God, for each and every one from the right to the left, that your hand will rest upon them. Let your hand rest upon them. Let your hand rest upon them. Let your hand rest upon them. We release speed in the name of Jesus. Angels of God, sent by God, to take people from where they are to their destined places. Begin to locate them now. Begin to locate them now. Begin to move them now. Begin to move them now. Move them by fire. 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 Eko pasita paya. Let get the bere daya. Let graduste pata. Me shokipa. Me gelita. Vege dipa. Loko sima. Vege ria. Ege sika. Betuka patua. Ege rada. Jekretuma. Elegesima, Elegradia, Raka, Peto, Zita, Veke, Zile, Mate, Marco, Pelo, Sheto, Pelo, move in the name of Jesus. One of the attributes of divine speed is that you will start to produce results that you cannot physically explain. Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus, as the faces of your people differ, so are their conditions and situations. Precious Holy Spirit, move amongst your people now. Advance them according to that which they require. Advance them according to Aipa, Zofre Tekisa Paya, Zelo Kabaye, Maro Kepatuske Venia Kada. Divine advancement. Move in the name of Jesus. I prophesy according as the man of God prophesied. He said, by this time tomorrow, Maru, Peso, Leke, Tase, Veko, Mita, Bela, Zika, Beta, Vero, Jete, Make, Lepa, Ede, Pira, Ose, Male, Kate, Pate, Shake, Vale, Mase, Pato, Pare, Seke, Nika, Pato, Mele, Maka, Peto, Reko, Jite. By this time tomorrow, move in the name of Jesus. Bring them out quickly. Bring them out. According to the word of God, by this time next week, Sunday, your job is coming. By this time next week, Sunday, your testimony is here. Alepaye patea. Take it by fire. 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 Mere magadi male pahaswapa. Power of the Holy Ghost, power of the Holy Ghost, power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost, power of the Holy Ghost. Break them out from where they have been tied. Break them out. Loose them now. Loose them now. Loose them now. I come on, see fire. See fire. See fire. Raki Bado Shetea. Masko Patia. Ele get them out. Please stop looking. Pray your own prayer. God is answering them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move amongst your people. Is there anyone that is bound? Is there anyone bound? Loose them today. Loose them today. Loose them. Fire. Those in this area, lift your hands. Everyone here. Everyone, lift your hands. Lift your hands. I see the angel of God walking in this place. Father, who is it in this place that has been bound, that has been chained down? I release that fire to deliver them. Divine, 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 divine intervention. Loose, 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 loose them now. Loose them. I said loose them. Glorious, so glorious in your way. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. Help me sing Yahweh. Yahweh. Yahweh.
are glorious.
You are glorious.
Sing Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Thank you, Lord.
Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in Yahweh.
The reason I asked them to come out is because of the angels here that is perfecting what he has started. We call it divine acceleration. You will see divine acceleration. Lift your hands. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that as they go, they will walk in the speed of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray for these ones here. Let the chains break forever. Let them be loose forever. Let their let their marriage be released. Let their womb be released. In the name of Jesus. Let it be released now. By mercy of God. Let it be released now. Take your job this week. Take your proposal this week. Take your testimony this week. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen 3 times.
Amen.
Give him glory and praise.